aphid colonizes glycine max, which is soybean. In the winter, it overwinters on buckthorn as an egg. Throughout the summer, the aphid is parthenogenic. It has females which reproduce only females. So they're able to increase in numbers very quickly. Each female nymph will become an adult and be able to produce within about 5 to 6 days. And they can produce anywhere from 0 to about 5 nymphs every day. The soybean aphid is able to transmit plants diseases. One of those diseases is the soybean mosaic virus. They are also responsible for a lot of plant damage, such as leaf deformations, stunting, lack of vigor, and if infestation occurs during the reproductive stages of the plant, reduced pod set can also occur. The significance of this species is that it's an invasive species originating from Asia. It was first discovered in Ontario, Canada, in Chatham, June 2001. The year that it was discovered, 2001, they had half the yield that they were expecting for that yield, for that year. And the yield was the lowest it had been in 47 years, excuse me. So the question I had was, is plant resistance to soybean aphid affected when soybean plants are transitioning through different growth phases? I picked 4 growth stages for this study. The first was the V2 stage, or first trifoliate. So this stage begins when the first trifoliate has fully developed leaves. You can tell by looking at where the arrow is pointing, right here. When these leaves on the next node, the edges are no longer touching each other, then this trifoliate here is fully developed. The R1 stage, beginning blue, this stage begins when there is a flower at any node on the plant. The next stage I chose was the R3 stage, or beginning seed. Here there is a pea pod, where the arrow is, which must be 3/16 of an inch, and it must be on one of the 4 uppermost nodes with fully developed leaves. The R6 stage, or full seed, occurs when the pea pod is plump and full with the seed, and these pea pods must also be present on one of the 4 uppermost nodes with fully developed leaves. So my predictions, I had 2. One was, if resistance is affected, this would take place at the beginning of the V2, R1, R3, and R6 stages of soybean development. Also, if resistance is affected, there would be a difference between the growth stages in terms of aphid fecundity. I had 2 fields for my setup. In J field, I had Harrovitin, which is a susceptible cultivar. I had 2 resistant cultivars in that field as well. One was Dowling with the RAG1 resistance gene, and the other one was background is Palmetto with the RAG1 resistance gene. Both of these varieties were developed by Vano Poisa and Alroy Kober from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. In S field, I also had Harrovitin as a susceptible cultivar. I had Dowling as a resistance with the RAG1 gene, and the Dowling was from Illinois University. There was also a resistance cultivar from Michigan State University in which the resistance has not yet been characterized. There's a slight error here. I actually had 50 cages, or 50 aphids per plant variety, with 150 cages in each field. So in total, I had 1,200 cages. The start date for my experiment was June 25th, which was when the beginning of the V2 stage occurred, and my end date was September 17th, which I ended my experiments at Sinesse. 4 days prior to the experiment, I took 3rd to 4th instars and put them in nursery cages. I allowed those to produce offspring. It was the offspring from those aphids that were put into the field. The offspring were individually caged on the underside of trifoliate leaves. I monitored fecundity and mortality. Every other day when I went out into the field, I checked to see if the aphid was alive or dead, and I also recorded the number of nymphs that were born. Once the nymphs were recorded, they were removed from the cage. For the statistics, I conducted a three-way ANOVA. My factors were the field, either J field or S field, whether the plants were susceptible or resistant, and the plant life stages. Along the y-axis, I have the mean fecundity per day, plus or minus a standard error. On the x-axis, I have the soybean growth stages. So if you look at this bar right here, this represents the mean fecundity for all of the susceptible plants at the V2 stage. Where the asterisks are, those bars represent susceptible cultivars. And this was the mean fecundity for the susceptible cultivars was always higher than the mean fecundity for the resistant cultivars. Also, the mean fecundity was highest at the R6 stage for the susceptible plants and lowest at the R3 stage for the susceptible plants, with V2 and R1 being intermediate. For the resistant plants, the lowest mean fecundity occurred at the R3 stage of development, the highest fecundity occurred at the R6 and V2 stages of development, and R1 was intermediate. So to conclude, in each growth phase, fecundity was higher on susceptible plants than resistant plants. Also, there is a difference in soybean aphid fecundity to soybean aphid resistance between the soybean growth stages. Then I have my acknowledgments. Yes.
When you had the lowest growth rate for the lowest aphid growth rate, did you notice a difference in the appearance of the aphids compared to when you have a higher growth rate?
The aphids all seem to appear very similar throughout the whole study. You mean aphids at different growth periods, right? I believe the question is if there was a change in the appearance of the aphids late in the season. And I do not believe that there was. When I did these experiments, they all appear to be similar. Yes? I have temperature data, but I have not yet put it into my analysis. So I cannot definitively say which growth phase would be the highest temperature or the lowest temperature. But in my opinion, just from looking at it, I would say that I think it was the R1 and R3 stages where the temperature was probably the highest. I did not compare resistant varieties to see if there was difference between resistance, so I cannot determine that. Any other questions?